going?
So he wants the switch.
Where are they going?
Goodbye.
And what's coming back?
I'd package up all seven ruckmen and ship them off.
Tradies, it's time to cut the cord with the new 18-volt bi-turbo brushless range from Bosch and up to 2,000 watts of corded equivalent power. This is Triple M Footy's Trade Tracker Podcast with Joey Montagna and Fox Sports News' Sarah Ollie.
This is Triple M Footy's Trade Tracker Podcast, thanks to Bosch Power and Tools with Lee Montagna and Sarah Ollie. Good afternoon to you, Joey. Now, it is called the Trade Tracker, but let's be honest, not many trades to track today. In fact, no trades to track at all. But there still is plenty to talk about because tomorrow is deadline day and there are about 8 to 10 trades that are potentially still hanging in the balance, and it will all kick off tomorrow at midday. So, Joey, where do you see this landing tomorrow? Which deals are the most important to get done to you?
Yeah, well, it's been a slow day, hasn't it, Sarah? And it maybe confirms a lot of people's thoughts that the trade period goes for too long. I think at the moment we're in a holding pattern. There's a lot of deals that are in the works, but clubs are still obviously haggling and posturing for better picks, and it's maybe dragged out a little bit too long. But maybe tomorrow is moving day, the second last day, a bit like the golf majors, and we expect a few to start to drop because there are some big deals to get done. I think if you ask the most important for me, I think it still lies with the Sydney Swans. I think it's inevitable that they're going to lose Jordan Dawson. Now, whether it's through a trade or they let him walk and he goes into the preseason draft, I can't see the Swans walking away with nothing for the Jordan Dawson trade. So, unfortunately, they do want a better deal from the Crows, but you know, all power to Adelaide. They're sticking firm and they're saying, well, it's a future first rounder of Melbourne's, which will be a late teens pick, you would think, or nothing. And I think the Swans will reluctantly have to accept that, still walk away with a future first round pick. But the important one for them is I think they need to land Peter Laddams. I think if the Swans want to try and be a top four contender next year, I think Peter Laddams is that perfect second forward ruck option with Tom Hickey. While they've still got Franklin playing some great footy and their young kids coming along and their veterans still in really good form, I think it's the Swans that need to make some moves. And I expect that to sort of start to fall after the Jordan Dawson deal gets done.
And they need to make a move to improve because we know they made the finals, but they lost by 1 point in heartbreaking circumstances down there in Tassie. With Jordan Dawson, there is a bit of irony because the Crows did offer up pick 17 initially, and now it looks like they're going to get a future first pick tied to Melbourne. So,
which will be around the same pick anyway. So I think that the Swans, unfortunately, as much as they're trying to do the right thing for their club and getting a better deal, because of the circumstances, him out of contract, Adelaide having one of the early picks in the preseason draft, and he'll easily get to the Crows in that circumstance. Unfortunately, the Swans will just have to accept that future first round pick.
Yeah, it's unlikely they'll walk him through to the preseason draft. We have seen it with Jackson Hatley and even Jack Martin, but we wouldn't think that the Swans and Crows would go there. How about Bobby Hill, Joey? How have you seen this one play out? Because he's a 21-year-old, he's only played 30-odd games, and he's told his club that not only does he want to go to Victoria, he wants to go to the Bombers. Now, Jason McCartney has come out and said today it's highly unlikely that he is going to get his wish to move down to the Bombers. Do you see this one getting through at the last minute?
Yeah, look, it's hard to say. It's probably unlikely, I think, because you've got to take the word of Jason McCartney. He's a young man, still contracted, on pretty good money as well. So unless Essendon come up with a deal that suits both Bobby Hill and his manager and the GWS Giants, it's probably hard to get done. It's one of those ones that if he does want to move to Victoria at another stage in his career, that you know those options are available. But unless Essendon or another club come to the party with a really suitable deal for the Giants, I think they're pretty keen to keep him. They do lack small forwards. It is one area of theirs that they are a little bit thin in. They've got Brent Daniels and Bobby Hill, but not much else. So I think they'd be pretty keen to keep him.
Do players have too much power these days, Joey? I mean, he's just young. He's only been there a couple of years and he's still contracted and he has asked to move for personal reasons. Do you think the Giants have every right to just hold him to the contract?
Yeah, they do. They do. I think it's getting a little bit unfair when players are specifically choosing a club. I understand that players need to move to go, even throughout this COVID period, you know, whether it's like Jordan Dawson wanting to move home, you know, players wanting to move back to their home states. I understand all that. Maybe where they specifically nominate one club, I think it's, you know, the right thing to do and the fair thing for a club is to try and work in good faith with the club of preference. But saying, well, it's not necessarily only this club. If it's going to a home state, we can still deal with those other clubs. We'll try and do the right thing by you, but you know, we've got to look after the football club as well. So maybe the specific nomination of one club, if they want to go to a town that has more than one club, is probably a bit too far for me, and it's got a bit too all too common in the last few seasons.
You mentioned home states there. Well, Jordan Clark, a young cat, he wants to get back to his home state of WA. There's been a bit of a standoff between Geelong and Fremantle. Do you think this one will get across the line? Because the Dockers do have pick 22. They don't want to give up pick 19, but could you see pick 22 and perhaps some steak knives thrown in there?
Yeah, I think so in the end, Sarah. I think 22 is more than fair for Jordan Clark. I mean, a player that's only played 30-odd games, been a fringe player at the Cats. I think 22 is a pretty good deal for Geelong. They're sticking firm. And again, because he's contracted, they have every right. But if it's over a bit of a sweetener at the back end, I think surely the two clubs will come to some sort of agreement there, and Jordan Clark will find his way to Fremantle where he wants to play, and the Cats will walk away with a pretty good draft pick as well. So I would expect that deal to get done.
How about the Hawthorn Four? This has been bubbling away in the background, and we have spoken about it. I mean, Chad Guingard, he was shopped around to the Giants. He came out and invoked the Wolf of Wall Street the other day on Instagram saying, I'm not leaving. But what about the likes of an O'Meara or a Gunston or even a Tom Mitchell? Could you see one of these senior contracted Hawks perhaps leaving tomorrow?
Well, I think so. I think I still can, Sarah. And I think it's the right move for the Hawks. I mean, they do need to get some more draft picks in. They've stated now they are going through a rebuild. They're four quality players. I think that, and in the end, one of them will get done. I don't know which one it will be, but maybe it just means the Hawks can't ask for a higher price. It's probably what they are at the moment. I think in the end, Hawthorn will want to get a top 10 pick maybe for some of those players and give something back. In the end, they might have to accept something a bit less. It might have to still be a first-round pick, but the back end of the first round or something like that. But they certainly want to get into the draft. They've got four good players that I think some premiership teams would really do well, particularly Jager O'Meara. I think he's underrated with how good of a year he's had, still 27 years of age. Tom Mitchell's a Brownlow medalist. He could help plenty of midfields. And Gunston is a 40-plus goal kicker. So you would think that there'd be a few clubs in that premiership window that are circling. They probably at the moment just can't satisfy Hawthorn with a pick. But if the Hawks can just maybe relent a little bit, everyone can come out of this a winner.
Do you think, I mean, hindsight is a wonderful thing, but do you think maybe one of these players, let's use Wingard as an example, who's got 1 year to run in his contract, could he get to the end of next year and perhaps regret this decision? Because he could have been offered 2 or 3 years at the Giants, a club in contention. And Sam Mitchell, it looks like he really wants to renovate this team and get a nucleus of young kids to get them back up the ladder. I mean, could this decision from some of these players potentially come back to bite them in the bum?
Yeah, potentially, Sarah, because you would think that if those four players would all be on the potentially on the trade table again in 12 months' time, like why wouldn't they be unless the Hawks, do something that most people can't see and all of a sudden, potentially contending a lot sooner, you would think that they would all be on the trade table again. So 12 months is a long time in footy. Obviously, Wingard's comfortable at the Hawks, but I can still see one of the players moving on to a premiership contender, and it's certainly going to strengthen them, and then it can strengthen the Hawks' hand in this draft.
And what about the Ruckman? They're not big names, but they're big men. And if Darcy Fort does get his way up to Brisbane from Geelong, there could be some dominoes falling tomorrow, Joey.
It does look that way, Sarah. And you would think on face value that all these ruck deals would get done because we're not talking about first-round draft picks. We're looking at, late picks in this draft period, which most clubs you would think would be pretty happy to hand over to get either a number one ruck or a backup ruck that we know is so important to winning premierships. So Darcy Fort, you would think he'd find his way to Brisbane. You think that that's not going to be too high of a draft pick. And then if that's the case, Geelong will have to get Johnny Segler because they need a backup ruckman. And then that would mean Max Lynch, the young pie, would end up at the Hawks after what they've requested. So I would think all those deals will get done. I just think there's a domino to fall. And as you said, Darcy Fort seems like it's the first one. Once he goes, I can see all the other trades happening.
And Tristan Cherry or Zeri or however you say it, Cherry, he wants to get to St Kilda. I'm not sure if that will get done at the moment. The Roos are still pretty keen to keep him. Joey, there hasn't been much action this trade period, but who do you think thus far has been the biggest winner?
Well, no doubt it's Carlton for mine. I mean, they're still sitting pretty. I like that they got the deals done really early in the trade period. They got the Chera deal done and now they're able to sit back and be really comfortable, I think, with where they're at in regards to their list. They're in a strong position. And even the other clubs that have all strengthened their hand, I think the Western Bulldogs have gone and got a need with Tim O'Brien, who I think will be an excellent intercept defender. So you just think that those couple of clubs are sitting pretty. And I think Fremantle have actually done really well as well. I mean, they're still trying to get Jordan Clark, but at the moment, picks 6, 8, 19. You think they get Jordan Clark. They've got Will Brody, who they really rated as well. Despite losing Chera, I think it puts them in a pretty strong position.
Well, 7:30 tomorrow night, we'll see if these players have found new homes. That's all from us today. Thank you very much, Joey. This is Triple M Footy's Trade Tracker podcast, thanks to Bosch Power and Tools.
Triple M Footy's Trade Tracker podcast.
They're both heading in different directions.
Tradies, it's time to cut the cord with the new 18-volt bi-turbo brushless range from Bosch.
Backed by an industry-leading 6-year warranty guarantee.
To keep up with all the AFL trade news, follow Triple M Footy on Facebook and Instagram.